It's my distinct pleasure to introduce an amazing sales trainer. She provides sales training all over the nation. We're excited that she is providing us with her golden nuggets. Please welcome with me, Carlin. Carlin, do I have you on the line?
You do, Stephen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me throw the call right over to you.
Fantastic. Good evening, everyone. What I'd like to do tonight is simply talk about how to pipeline your prospect effectively. Let me identify that a pipeline is something, it's a very simple process that you use to put your prospect through to expose or introduce your business opportunity to. That's all it is. So you have to know how to pipeline a prospect effectively. But some of the things that happen first is what? You need to know some door openers, some very simple ways to open the door of conversation to other prospects. My favorite one is called a YODAWOM. A YODAWOM is an acronym for Are You Open to Other Ways of Making Money or Earning Money, whatever sounds better for you. So are you open to other ways of making money? Okay, that's a door opener. Another door opener, are you someone who keeps your income opportunities open? Or are you someone who keeps your options open? These are door openers. The magic question that normally most people begin to ask, and this is where people get in trouble before they can even pipeline their prospects effectively, is what do you do for a living? So once that question has been asked, most people are not familiar with a very simple elevator pitch. And an elevator pitch is your simple 30-second commercial that's supposed to have just enough curiosity to allow a prospect to say, well, how do you do that? And that's your great opportunity to then be able to remember a couple few key things. Never share your business opportunity with someone if you're not in a position where you're able to both sit down at a comfortable time together to either go through the entire presentation yourself, or if you're not able to get somebody to a webinar or to a business opportunity meeting or a simple one-on-one and or a three-way call. So this is where I'm going to say, don't throw up on your prospect. Most people tend to do that. Oh, I work for blah, 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 and these people are kind of going, whoa, 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 back off. I'm sorry I asked, okay? If you tell people too much, they come up with a preconceived idea of what they think you do. And if we don't give them enough information, they can't make a sharp, effective decision. So one of the things I love to do is teach a very simple, just a simple elevator pitch tonight so that if you've never known what to say when somebody says, what do you do for a living? You can say something like this. I'm a data collection specialist. I'm a data collection specialist. Another way is to simply, when they say, well, what do you mean by that? You say, I simply turn simple information into cash. Okay? I turn simple information into cash. Well, how do you do that? Well, you know, I really don't have time to go into it right now. To be fair to you and the program, I'd really like the opportunity, if you're interested, to sit down at another date that's more comfortable and get together and spend 20 minutes where we can get to know each other a little better. Well, and let me ask you, what do you do for a living? Now, that's a way, when in trouble, ask a question. When you don't know how to get it off of you, ask a question. So when somebody asks you and you give the answer and they're pumping you to give information that you're not ready to give, the next thing you'd ask is, let me ask you, what do you do for a living? Some people laugh. I like to call it the Jesus game because when everybody put him on the spot and asked him questions, he turned around to the Sadducees and Pharisees and he turned and said to them, well, blah, 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 and he'd ask a question. It's the best way to get out of trouble, first of all. And it takes the limelight off of what they were wanting to know from you, and you then simply pull out a couple of business cards, one to give them and another one to say, listen, put your name and number here and your email address, and I'll be able to contact you at a better time. And when you talk to them, you pull that card back and you say, when is the best time for me to get a hold of you? So the whole thing is totally off of your business, and now on focusing to the what? Pipelining to the proper thing that has to happen is what? Setting the next appointment. And I want to just share a little simple story. If you and I decide that we're going to go to the mall tomorrow, and we're going to get up in the morning, of course, and we're going to get dressed, and or we're going to get up, brush our teeth, and then I'm going to put on makeup. I don't know if you are because it depends on who I'm going with. And I'm going to shower, and you're probably going to do some of the same things and have your breakfast and do this. We're going to make little tiny investments of time. Getting the car washed, maybe going to the bank, picking up some gas for the car before we, as we take the journey. It's called little tiny investments of time to the project. And what happens is, as we make these little tiny investments of time to meet at the mall tomorrow, the chances are that we're going to open our pocketbooks or wallets and spend money. Now, with that, I'm trying to tell you this. When you meet a prospect, it's just like getting married. It's like your courtship. It's not, hey, how you doing? Let's get married and have children. There's a process to this. So don't be afraid to allow your prospects to invest little, tiny investments of time with you. Because in building your rapport and your relationships and all the fun things that you do in the parts of the business as you begin to expose your business, the chances are they're going to get to fall in love with you. They're going to like what you do because they're going to be sold on you and they're going to join your business. So make your pipeline process something that you and your support line all agree on is the way you like to expose the business and the simple things that you'll do to get there. If you ever need any help on that, I'm more than happy to assist, and you can be happy to email me or contact me for that or get a hold of Stefan and we'll do that. With that, I'd love to turn the call back over to Stefan. I hope this is golden nuggets that will help you in moving forward in your CSI business tonight.